right, we are back here on the School News Podcast here on NPS Voices in Jazz 88. And it is time for our monthly conversation with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. And this time it is for the final time of this school year of 2025-26. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is here with me. Dr. Sales Adams, it is crazy to think about how fast this year has gone. There's so much that has happened. Yeah, I mean, I just kind of thinking back to the first one that we did right before school started, and it's crazy how time just flies, and here we are wrapping up another school year. How are you? How are you feeling about just how fast everything has gone?
First of all, hi, Manny. It's always good to see you. I feel the same. And this year we had a lot of great things that happened. And then, you know, as we've talked about in other segments, our community went through some hard times as well, but we are resilient. And I feel like we've been able to do really good things for our students, working with our community. We have great staff, and I am looking forward to, and I know we'll talk about this later, but this is graduation season. So the culminating event for students who have, you know, spent their whole life going to school, and here's a great opportunity to be celebrated by their families, their caregivers, and staff that have loved them and educated them for a long time.
Yeah, we're going to get to the graduations for all of the schools, all the high schools here in the district here shortly. So much to talk about from an athletic standpoint. We've got some Athena Award winners to talk about and other athletic achievements going around the district. First, let's talk about we've got some music educator finalists for an award. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is really exciting. So we have two quarterfinalists for the 2027 Grammy Educator of the Year Award. So we're super proud to really talk about and shout out Leslie Earls, who's the band specialist at Edison High School, and then Lori Myers, who is a choir specialist at South High School. This is a really big deal. So I had an opportunity to do some research, but this Music Educator Award recognizes current educators who have made a significant and lasting contribution to the field of music education, but also those who show commitment to maintaining music education. So we're wishing them the best. What I did learn is that whoever the finalist is, they actually have an opportunity to spend a week participating in Grammy festivities. Then they get $10,000 for their classroom. So that's a big deal.
That is major. That is major, major, major. Congratulations to Leslie Earls of Edison High School and Lori Myers of South High School. That's fantastic. Just to even just be finalists, I think, is really an amazing, amazing achievement. Okay, our Athena Award winners. Now, we've been running a school news item on this for the last couple of weeks, highlighting our Athena Award winners. But what can you tell us a little bit more about them and what this actually means and the recognition that goes with it?
Sure. So first, I'd like to personally congratulate each of our 2026 Athena Award winners. I mean, they are in the company of some really strong young women who are about to graduate. But the Athena Award celebrates exceptional senior girl athletes who not only excel in sports, but also make a difference in their community. And this year, our winners are Kamaria Jordan, who is at Camden High School, Rami Keenan, who's at Edison, Talila Johnson, who attends North, Brooke Erickson from Roosevelt High School, Maggie Osgood from South, Anika Bidness from Southwest, and then Parker Stopp from Washburn. I did have a chance to go and be in the company of these young women, their families, and then just to really hear about their accomplishments and then where they're going next. It's a really powerful space to be in. So again, congratulations to those student athletes.
Yes, and congratulations from us here at NPS Voices and Jazz 88 to all of them. Just a remarkable accomplishment. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, for our listening audience, is our guest here on the School News Podcast, and we appreciate everyone watching on YouTube as well. All right, more sports, girls flag football. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, so Minneapolis Public Schools, girls flag football is played both at the middle and high school levels, and I want to congratulate the Anthony Middle School girls flag football team on an amazing winning streak. So last Friday, they captured the city championship for the fourth consecutive year after a 58-18 victory over Northeast Middle School. And it looks like the girls of Anthony's flag football team are starting to make a dynasty with their winning and how they work together and how they compete. Another thing is I'd like to wish the Camden girls flag football team good luck as they enter the playoffs as the number one seed following an impressive regular season. They play this weekend in the first round against Benilde St. Margaret, and we are wishing them the best.
Absolutely. Go Patriots. Congratulations to Camden girls flag football on a great season, and good luck to them as they enter playoffs. And of course, congratulations to Anthony Middle School's team as well for what they've accomplished really over the last 4 years. As you said, dynasty in the
Definitely.
making. Love that.
Dynasty.
Also, we've got Roosevelt Adapted Bowling and also Southwest Unified Soccer and their accomplishments. What can you tell us about that?
Roosevelt High School won their first ever adaptive bowling state championship. So the win came in with the team competition for the CI division, which is something that's different and something that's new. It is a division specifically designed for students with cognitive or developmental disabilities. So super excited for the Roosevelt team. And then meanwhile, over at Southwest High School, their unified soccer team won big as well. Southwest captured the Division B championship at the 2026 Special Olympics Unified Champion School State Soccer Tournament last week. That's a mouthful, so let me repeat that. So it was at the Special Olympics Unified Champion School State Soccer Tournament last week. So they are the champions, and congratulations to both of our schools and our unified and adaptive athletes.
Amazing. Just a couple more items for Dr. Lisa Sales Adams today. Fox 9's Top Teacher Award, we've got some nominees for that as well. What can you share with us about that?
Okay, so this actually took place last week, and Olson Middle School teacher who teaches English got a huge surprise. And guess what? His mom was actually in town, flew in town, kept it a secret. But there's a camera crew from Fox 9 News that came to Olson Middle School to give Mr. James Ellis a Top Teacher Award. And the Fox 9 Top Teacher Award recognizes extraordinary teachers who go above and beyond to make a positive impact in the lives they touch every day. And Mr. Ellis was nominated by a group of Olson families who said these really nice things about Mr. Ellis. I'd like to share it. They said his doorway is always open for mentoring and tutoring on and off the clock, and he provides a safe space for students to go when they are in need of a hug, a snack, or a place to rest. I did have a chance to see Mr. Ellis after he had gotten that award, and he was so humble. He didn't know he was going to get it, and he went right back into his classroom and was doing what he did the best. But Mr. Ellison will receive a check for $1,000 to use in his classroom on activities, supplies, or maybe the students will ask for a pizza party. Who knows?
Love that. Love that. And for my listening audience, you can see I'm, or you can't see it, but you can probably hear me
There we go.
clapping right now. A round of applause for Mr. Ellis, and shout out to Olson Middle School as well. And shout out to really everybody that we've talked about so far with all their accomplishments. It's just really amazing to hear all these great stories about what's happening here in the district. Lastly, for you, Dr. Sales Adams, it's graduation season. It's that time. Again, we talked earlier about just how fast this year goes by. I remember my senior year of high school at St. Paul Johnson. It flew by, and I could not believe how quickly it was or how quickly it felt. So I imagine for our graduating seniors this year, they probably are going through some similar emotions and feelings, but
I
it's an
remember
exciting
that.
time. I mean, it's an exciting time for graduation senior season for these seniors. And what more can you tell us about this?
So we are holding a total of 15 graduation ceremonies between June 2nd and the 10th. And all of our schools have unique, wonderful celebrations that honor their community. I want to share huge congratulations to our graduating seniors for the class of 2026. Please know, students, if you are listening or if your family's listening, they can tell you this. We are so excited about what the future holds for our students. I do want to remind our caregivers, if they're listening or if our students are listening, it is May 28th. This is also the opportunity to go check in with your counselor, check in with your teachers, making sure that you get all your assignments in so you don't have the stress and anxiety of what we were just talking about. Do I have everything in? So you still have time. But just know that you have everything that you need to be successful in this next stage of life. And we are so excited for you.
And you know, I know as you mentioned, you know, it's you know, been a challenging year at times for students mm-hmm. with everything that's gone on. And I think to see them, you know, persevere through the challenges and show the resilience that they have shown, I think is really beautiful and amazing. So shout out to our seniors and all the students at Minneapolis Public Schools. Dr. Sales Adams, this has been, it's another year for us doing these, and I love doing them every month with you. Thank you so much for the time this year, and I hope to talk to you again before the summer, but if I don't, have a great summer, and I'm looking forward to doing this again next fall.
You too, and I hope I'll see you at the Jazz Fest.
Yes. I was telling Dr. Sales Adams before we got on the air here that she should come to Twin Cities Jazz Fest, which is coming up. We'll be there at Jazz 88, June 19th and 20th. So looking forward to seeing you there. I think it'll be really
cool. Same here. I'll make a commitment. All right, Manny.
All right. That's Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, joining us here on the School News Podcast.